morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Drew Edmondson should come with warning labels. Something like, caution, Drew Edmondson's been in politics for more than 40 years. He's the definition of a career politician. And warning, Edmondson was a huge supporter of liberal Hillary Clinton and was ranked as one of the worst attorney generals in the country, earning an F for political bullying and hypocrisy. Caution, Drew Edmondson supported making it easier for Oklahoma's legislature to raise taxes, opposed lowering the income tax, and has said that if he's elected governor, he'd consider new job-killing taxes on Oklahomans. Here's another one. Danger. As attorney general, Drew Edmondson steered $30 million to one law firm. That's $1,500 per hour. Then turned around and took a job with that very same law firm. That's unethical. Heads up. Drew Edmondson's a liberal, unethical, Hillary-loving career politician. We've been warned. If we're going to take Oklahoma in a better direction, it sure won't be with Drew Edmondson.
Authorized and paid for by Stitt for Governor 2018.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue visited Oklahoma City on Wednesday to meet with leaders in Oklahoma's agriculture industry during the Farm Production and Conservation Leadership Summit that's taking place in Norman, Oklahoma this week. We had the chance to join other members of the state's ag media to ask the secretary a few questions about some of the more pressing ag issues here currently. Touching on several subjects, the secretary first addressed his plans for the second round of market facilitation program payments to farmers affected by Chinese tariffs.
Well, we're going to continue in the second tranche of the market facilitation. The president had committed up to $12 billion. We're going to probably commit about half of that in this first tranche, a little less than half. And my expectation is we're going to watch this trade deal. We decided to bifurcate that in order to keep pressure on our trade negotiators. But there's no farmer out here that'd rather not have trade than aid, and we know that very clearly. I think we'll probably see this second tranche of payments in late November or possibly early December after Thanksgiving.
Perdue says what happens after that will be dependent upon how the trade climate fares, which in his opinion is looking pretty bright with recent developments and the potential for new opportunities on the horizon.
The good news is we've got the South Korean deal resolved again, which was somewhat better. We didn't have a lot of ask in agriculture, but it's better and it's solid. The renewed relationship with Canada and Mexico, USMCA, is good. We need to get these retaliatory tariffs off based on the 232 retaliation done as quickly as possible. The White House is working on that and getting those off. Then we move to the EU and Japan. That sums up many of our favorite destinations. We got China left at that point, which I think will begin to realize that they may be somewhat isolated in the world trade. But the other thing is we've got an Undersecretary, Ted McKinney, that's going around the world looking for other customers. I sort of think, guys, that we may have become too dependent on one big customer. And when they disrupt, then it disrupts a big industry. So we want more customers. There are a lot of people that eat in the Southeast Asia other than just China. You've got Malaysia and Indonesia and Thailand and Vietnam and Philippines and Cambodia and those kind of things. We want a lot of little buckets and a lot of little pockets there to go in where we can't be solely too overly dependent on China. China has not played fair, and when they take you hostage, that's what's happened with some of our large corporations, is that they were scared to tell China no when China was forcing them to transfer technology and steal our stuff. And that's exactly why President Trump did what he did.
You got farm news on Ron.
Well, cattle producers, it's your superior chance to buy some great cattle this Thursday, November 1st, from Superior Video Livestock Auction, broadcasting live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 22,200 head will be offered starting at 8 a.m. For information when a lot may sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give Superior Livestock a call at 800-422-2117.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.